In this episode of Twisted Conservative, I talk about two of my favorite topics, guns and marijuana. Starting in 2016, a new line was added onto the application for a gun background check, and it asked whether or not you used marijuana or were addicted to marijuana. And then it had a note under it, and it said, reminder that marijuana is still a federally illegal drug, no matter whether your state has allowed it or not. This means that you, if you are in a state that has illegal medical marijuana, that you are breaking the law and are not allowed to own a gun to protect yourself, even if you have a prescription from your doctor. This is one of the most mind-boggling things about our system, and it's coming from both the right and the left in trying to control people. The left is using it to control guns, the right is trying to use it to control marijuana. And so if you are, because of this Schedule 1, which is absolutely insane, the Schedule 1 of marijuana at the federal level means that it is completely illegal, and they say that it is, it has absolutely no medical uses, which makes no sense because they themselves, the federal government, has a patent on medical marijuana. They already own the patent themselves, where they've admitted to having to it having medical uses, but they've tried to control states constantly. And even though Jeff Sessions really, really wants to get his teeth into it, one benefit of the new omnibus bill, which created great debt, but one thing it did do that was well is it maintained since 2014 that there will be no money to go after people, to go after states that have legalized marijuana. So you cannot go after the states for having it. You cannot go after the people for using it at the federal level, but you can deny them gun ownership. How in the world are more gun activists not up in arms over this matter? This has been shown to be purely about control. Now, if you sign and say you do not use marijuana, but you happen to be found out that you had a medical marijuana card, well, then at that point, not only are you not going to be able to own a gun, but you are guilty of a felony. So you can be locked up in jail for having a gun and happening to be a medical marijuana user. It is absolutely astonishing that this is allowed to exist in this country. How can we be the land of the free if people cannot even get medicine that they and their doctors have agreed that they need, and also then be denied the right to protect themselves just for doing that? Part of me almost regrets that they put this protection back in under the omnibus bill to say that the federal government can't go after people for medical marijuana, because almost everyone agrees that they shouldn't be going after people. But because it's in there, and because it's been in there for 4 years now, we have less reason for the federal government to actually act and deschedule marijuana. If they were actually forced to act and change this and to deschedule it, then we could finally be done with dealing with the federal level on this issue, and we could be done with attacking gun owners on this issue. So if you want to be effective, if you believe in medical freedom, or even if you hate marijuana and think that all of it should be made illegal, but yet you are a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, you should call your congressman and demand that they start standing up for states' rights and start moving on this issue to deschedule marijuana from Schedule 1, to take it out of the purview of the federal government and leave it to the states. This is Jason Vaughn, the Twisted Conservative, and I will talk to you again soon.